The face of love. There are many faces, many expressions of love. Love can be peaceful. Love can be exuberant. Love can be bubbling up from the depth within you and spilling forth. Love can be quiet, expressed through the eyes, through the smile, through the word which would support another, through the comfort of the arm about the shoulder, through a telephone call, a visit, thinking of another one and extending unto them what they may need at the moment. Love can be upon this plane like the roller coaster. You may find someone who opens the shutters of your heart and ignites the flame, so to speak, within you, and you find yourself rising to the heights of emotion. And if that one does not then turn unto you and express to you the love you would seek, it can be as if you would be at the bottom of the roller coaster, and yet, what happens after that? There is again the upward climb. Hope springs eternal, and one is never left at the bottom. For as you would see yourself at the bottom, already the eyes are cast forth to the upward climb. The roller coaster of love is the expression of love as your world has taught you, that it would be outside of yourself, something to seek, transitory. The world would teach you that there are certain ways to expect love to come to you. The world would teach you that there are various packages of love which are more desirable than others. You see in your world a whole industry of the golden coins built up the image of love and what it should look like and how to make oneself more attractive. And yet, beautiful soul, you are the light of the Heavenly Father always. Love is who you are. Love is the power which gave you birth as the great ray of light which you are. You are energy. You are far more than what you see yourself to be in this time and space. You are a great ray of light, energy ongoing, and it can be measured. Even your scientists in this day and time can measure that which you have called the aura, and you are more than that. In the month which you dedicate to the celebration of love, the month you now call February, you send unto other ones the cards known as Valentines. Why do you send unto your brothers and sisters a Valentine? Why do you pause to celebrate love, to celebrate, even unknowingly, yourself? It is because at a very deep level, the soul desires to remember the face of love, to behold itself in the mirror of who it is. And as you send a message of love unto another, you afford yourself the opportunity to connect with that one, to come unto a deep understanding of oneness, feeling a desire to extend, to reach out and touch in some way. And as you extend, you experience who you are. This is why I have said so many times unto you to extend the love unto whoever would be in front of you. For it is not by accident that someone is in front of you. You have called them forth as you call me forth. All of those you would see as your brothers and sisters do not just randomly appear before you. You have called them forth. They are your messengers, and the ones you would send Valentines to are your messengers and your mirrors as well. They are there as your servant so that you can extend unto them who you are, so that you can feel the emotion known as love, so that you can feel the energy in motion, not static energy, but the energy in motion with the opening of the heart, with the releasing of constricting perceptions about who you have thought yourself to be, about who you have thought your brothers and sisters to be, and about what you have thought the world to be. In your days to come, and yet they are already here, you will be seeing more examples of the face in love and what you would know as your politics. You will be seeing a polarity which will bring about a clarity and awareness of whether one is abiding in the heart or whether one is abiding in fear and in the power of the world. You will see ones in politics who will pause and will ask, "What am I doing and why am I doing it?" This is a time of evaluation for many. It will be a time of evaluation for countries in conflicts, countries which have given themselves such conflict that many within the country will stop and reevaluate, having to reassess what is going on. It does not have to come to such a dramatic point before the assessment is made, but oftentimes mankind calls forth much drama before it says, "Stop, already enough." You will see this happening upon what you call your world front. You will see this in your health fields as well. You will see the face of love coming again under the health and healing professions, where there will be advancements made in what is known as conventional medicine, not just for the golden coins, but because there is a true desire to benefit ones of the brothers and sisters who are suffering. But even more so, there will be the advances, as you will see them in alternate methods of healing, where ones will want to find what will help others, not only the physical body, that is true, but methods of healing the emotion, the baggage which has been carried for what would be seen as lifetimes, and the face of love will show itself in the healing of body, mind, and remembrance of spirit. There is a growing awareness that things cannot continue along the avenue they have been progressing without much pain and suffering, and that suffering does not need to be. More and more of your brothers and sisters will be choosing to be abiding in the heart, to come from the place of the heart, the place of love, the place of saying, I sit in the chair of my brother. I am one with my brother. How does it feel to be my brother? If I were feeling as my brother feels, what would bring me comfort? And with that, you will see the face of love. You will see the face of love coming in technology, for as ones in the healing profession have ideas which will benefit, they will ask of the ones who can put this into your technological boxes. How can we design something that will be more precise in measuring, more instant in healing, and this will come about? You will see the very programs upon the square box that you love to watch, not all of you, but many. You will see the programs themselves shifting onto a place where they are evaluating and asking, what is important in life? They will do this because there has been a cry from one such as you, a consciousness which is saying, it is time for a shift in perception. It is a time for more love, very simply put. And the ones who are into amassing the golden coins because you buy their products, listen to what you say and what you desire. And when the consciousness of mankind and womankind shifts as it is now shifting, the ones who are desirous of your gold coins will also shift. For as you allow a shift in perception to happen within you, all of creation will rearrange itself for you. Mankind often feels that what changes, what is seen to change, is outside of him. Change happens, but it happens first within, and then you see the effect seemingly outside of yourself, and yet you are the one who puts it into motion. The emotion of love, the power of love, the energy of love, the energy of who you are is powerful. You will see the face of love in your neighborhoods more than you've ever seen. There is a growing wave of ones taking back responsibility for their neighborhoods and saying that we are a community and we must communicate with ourselves. We are responsible for our family, our extended family, for the community and the neighborhood. And you will see the face of love again in neighborhoods. You have already seen the signs of the change of many who are saying that there has been too much crime, too much violence, too many brothers against brothers. Why? Why is this happening? And they are coming under the awareness that the acts of violence have their basis in the belief in separation, that I can do harm unto you and it will touch me not. Now more and more of your brothers and sisters are acknowledging that it is necessary to be together in love, to express love to the ones who are feeling that they must cry out so greatly with violence and with crime to get the attention, to get the love which they are asking for. Ones are seeing that love, if it is freely given, does not have to be demanded. You will see the face of love being extended in the neighborhoods and in the schools. And where does it come from? Where does the face of love come from? From one such as you who desire to know love and live in harmony. There is a wonderful wave which is sweeping across the face of this, our Holy Mother, the Earth. You have felt the acceleration in the last few years of your timing, especially in the last month of your timing. You will see the wave accelerating even more in what you call the days to come. And I would share with you, it is not that they are going to come, they are already here. For as you can cast your mind forward into the future and imagine what the future will be, I would ask you where that future is. It is right here and right now in your mind. So it is not the days to come, although upon this plane there seems to be a process of time. There is a wonderful wave and you are part of it. A wave which desires to know and to see outpicture the love that you are. And to have your brothers and sisters also know the love that you are. To experience in fullness in the heart who they are. And you are the ones who are going to make that possible. You are the ones who have already chosen to experience the Holy Child which you are. You are the ones who will say unto your brothers and sisters the word, the paragraph which they will need to hear. And it is not that you will feel yourself to be a scholar or one who will be a lecturer or one who is a master of ancient wisdom, although you are. It will just come forth from the heart in the moment when it is needed. It will come forth in simplicity and be what that one needs to hear at the moment. And you may think nothing of it, and it will mean everything to the one who receives it. Many of your brothers and sisters are crying out to know love. They are crying out from their belief that there is no hope, no love, that no one will show them hope, some love. You see this every day. They are crying out to know what you have at least accepted within the mind, and I would share with you that you have accepted it at the heart level as well. Many will come unto you sorrowful and confused with varying degrees of hopefulness and anger, and they are all crying out for one thing, the same thing which you have cried out for in times past, and perhaps not that long ago. To know, who am I? Why am I here? Have you ever asked that? You are here to share who you are with who you are. For truly, you never look upon a stranger. You look upon yourself. And you are here to share your love and acknowledgement with others who still have what would be seen as sunshades, the sunglasses upon the eyes, and do not see the light which they are. You are sharing the love and the light with them. You will say unto them, lift up the sunglasses just a bit and behold the light that you are. You will do this in words. You will do this with a comforting arm around the shoulder, either literally or figuratively. You will do this in your meditation, holding your brother or sister in the mind's eye of your heart. You will find ways, because of your creativity, to share with them that which will heal. You will find avenues which will provide for them what they will see as the next step in their healing, and in doing so, you will be showing them the face of love. Everyone you come in contact with every day, you show unto them the face of love as you abide in the heart in love, in peace and song. For truly all of you are a song which you sing unto your brothers and sisters, sometimes with more harmony than other times. Sometimes you would feel the notes to be a bit discordant within yourself, and you would say, well, I'm in a bad mood today. But know you, that can be changed in an instant. And you have discovered that you do not stay within what you call a bad mood as long as you used to. You have discovered that you have the choice of throwing it over the shoulder and saying, what the heck? I've experienced that already. Let's try a new tune. Many come unto you as servants of the Heavenly Father to show you avenues where you can serve, seemingly, and yet what happens is that as you open your heart and extend the love which you are unto others, whether or not you feel there is something physical you can offer them, something in an action, something in a tangible form, there is a feeling of support. That is the first step. And from that step come the other forms which you see within the world which will be helpful. All of you, in the work which you do, are servants of the Heavenly Father, even if it isn't something you would see as a routine task. For each time you allow the shutters of your heart to open, each time you connect with one another, you offer unto that one the opportunity to know their oneness as well. Every time you are outrageous enough to say, I see what you are talking about, but I see a grander vision. I know that you are the holy child of our Heavenly Father, the same as I am, and I know that we are unlimited. You may not put it in those words, you will choose words which can be understood and accepted. Every time you speak of the whole vision, the unlimitedness of possibility, you allow them to know that there is at least a door they can walk through. They may not choose to walk through the door, but at least they will know that there is a door there. And whether they walk through the door in what you would see as this lifetime or several lifetimes down the road, well, that's their choice. But you have at least allowed them to know there is a door, that there is something more than just the experience of right now, as you would see this body and this personality expressing. You have allowed them to see past what they are experiencing at the moment, and to put it into a little different perspective, as much as they will accept. That again is the face of love, being outrageous enough to be a teacher of God, to express who you are with the freedom which says, this is who I am, this is who you are if you will accept it, and then to walk on. All of you are great seed planters. You cast seeds as you go about. Sometimes they will be seeds of doubt. You have done this in many lifetimes, the seeds of sorrow, the seeds of violence, but many times they are the seeds of love. And whether they fall upon the stony ground or whether they fall upon the fertile soil is not up to you. They will grow in their own timing and as the choice is made. It is only for you to be as the one who is the gardener and cast the seeds of love. That again is the face of love. Being willing to cast the seeds of love and being willing to allow the seeds to do whatever they need to do. There may be a tug of the heart which will want to see the seeds grow, and yet neither you nor I can make these seeds grow. It is up to the choice of what would seemingly be that individual, and the one who I have called the Grand Weaver weaves all the choices together into a wonderful tapestry. It is only for you to cast the seeds and to be the face of love. Meditation. I would do with you what is called a meditation on the face of love. Find yourself comfortable in your chair and take a deep breath, breathing in the golden white light that you are. Breathe it in deeply into the very cells of the body. Breathe in the golden white light that you are and take it deeply within. Feel it lighting up every cell of the body. Feel the golden white light radiating at the base of the spine, the area known as the root chakra. See the light as a root, connecting you to our Holy Mother, the Earth, anchoring your light in this dimension as you have agreed to do. Feel the chakra of the solar plexus alive with light. Breathe in the golden white light that you are into the solar plexus and see it expanding as the light that you are. And as you exhale, exhale the love which you are. Breathe in the golden white light that you are and take it deeply within the cells of the body. Take it to what is known as the heart chakra and feel the light of the heart chakra expanding. Breathe in the golden white light that you are and feel it expanding the heart. See the heart glowing with the light that you are. Breathe in the golden white light that you are and take it deeply within the cells of the body. Feel it expanding the throat chakra. See the light expanding the throat chakra. Feel it relaxing and expanding, glowing with the light that you are. Breathe in the golden white light which you are and take it deeply within the cells of the body. And feel the area of the third eye to expand. See the light expanding in the forehead and the area of what has been called the third eye. Feel the light which you are glowing, expanding, radiating. Breathe in the golden white light which you are. Take it deeply within every cell of the body. Breathe in the golden white light which you are and feel it expanding the crown chakra. See the light expanding at the crown. Feel it radiating. Feel it pulsating. Feel it expanding and releasing. Feel yourself to be one with the golden white light which you are. Breathe in the golden white light which you are and take it deeply within every cell of your body. Allow it to be felt in the fingertips and in the toes. Allow the very fingers themselves to come alive with light, the hands to be light, the feet to be light. Know yourself to be light. Breathe in the golden white light which you are and exhale the love which you are. And abiding in the stillness of the heart, speak unto yourself your name. Take your name and call yourself as your heavenly Father would speak unto you. Call yourself as you have heard me call you. Speak unto yourself your name with love, with the love of the heavenly Father. Our Father, I and the Father are one. This is the truth of your being. Say your name to yourself as your heavenly Father calls you. Give unto yourself the love which you have sought for so long. Know yourself to be the child, the holy child of love, lacking for nothing, unlimited, all power, all love, worthy of that love. For you are your Father's only creation. Speak unto yourself your name as your heavenly Father calls you, as you know I call you. Abide with that love, feel it to expand and fill your whole being. Breathe in the love which you are, breathe in your name and exhale love. Feel yourself to be in the flow of the very energy of love, for this is the truth of your being. You are loved with an everlasting love, for you are that love. You can never be without it. It is your divine birthright. You are the child of light divine. You are the child of love. Speak unto yourself your name as your heavenly Father calls you. Hold the child which you are in the everlasting arms of love, for that is where you abide always. You are the child, the innocent, holy, untouched, untarnished, beautiful, radiant child of our Heavenly Father. Breathe in the golden white light which you are and take it deeply within the cells of the body. If you have been desiring healing, know that it has been accomplished. Breathe in your healing. Breathe in the golden white light, the golden white light which expands and releases all illusion, all constriction. Release and loosen and let go. You are the beloved of our Heavenly Father, created before time was. You are a child of light, divine, whole, holy, eternal, ever ongoing. You are a vibration, a tone, energy. You are alive with the power of love. Call unto yourself your name and know that you are loved as the holy child you are. You have never sinned and you have never gone astray. All of the choices you have made have brought you onto this place of awakening. They have served you well. everything has been your creation as the Holy Child, the extension of the One Creator. Breathe in the golden white light which you are and take it deeply within the cells of the body. Send it unto any part of the body which would be calling out for more light. Know yourself to be one with the light and with any part of the body which would be asking for its wholeness. If there would be healing of relationship, if there would be healing of circumstance, if there would be healing of the question which comes to the mind, if there would be healing of employment, healing in the awareness of the flow of the golden coins, breathe into these circumstances, relationships, the golden white light which you are. Surround and blend the light with whatever you would see to be needing healing, to be needing an answer, to be needing guidance, wisdom, wholeness, holy vision. Breathe in the golden white light into whatever would be troubling and allow it to speak to you. Everything you manifest in your experience is there as a messenger for you, as your servant. Breathe in the golden white light and take it deeply within the body. See it radiating and illuminating every cell of the body. See it expanding far beyond the confines of the body. See it blending in what be the energy of your brothers and sisters. Feel the very vibration of the energy of your brother and sister. Know that your light is one with your brother and sister. Speak unto your brother or sister the message of your heart. What is your heart's desire? And listen. Receive the message of their heart. Thank them for being in your life, for truly you serve each other. Breathe in the golden white light which you are and take it deeply within the very cells of your body. Wiggle about the muscles of the body. Release them. Let them feel free. Feel yourself to be fluid, light. Breathe deeply. Do you feel the peace which has descended? Do you feel the love? It is not I who has brought this. It is you, you, by your willingness to return again unto the place of the heart, to experience again the love which you are, to come face to face with love.